短语吧，有一个叫做 a team player。刚才我们讲的 teamwork 合作、工作、合作。
Right.
那么 teamwork 和 team player 就是说 someone who works well with their colleagues。
That's right。
哇，你真是一个适于这个叫做团队合作的人。
That's right。
有的时候你在做 interview 的时候，你要向老板表态说。I'm a very good team player.
Yes, yes, you're right. This, this sentence will help you get a job, I'm sure.
But
every company wants to hear this sentence.
对对对，很多事情都知道啊，这个是一个人是做不成的、
yeah.
啊，除非写小说是吧？
Right.
其他事情都得大家团结合作来。
Right.
好，然后我们来看还有一个短语呢，第一个叫 drive something up the wall.
Oh, yeah.
把什么东西开到墙上。
Yeah, if someone drives you up the wall, it means they're making you go crazy.
你让我想撞墙。
Yeah, yeah.
这是形容非常的 make someone go crazy.
Yeah, or really annoy someone, yes. 反正 it's not good to be driven up the wall.
那不知道大家总结出来没有，但凡是惹怒人的一些话呢，前面都可以用 drive 来开头。
That's right.
这个短语用到这个动词。
Yeah.
Drive somebody, someone, up the wall.
Yeah.
开到墙上去。镶嵌在那个地方。
Yeah, it's the same, you're right, it's the same as saying drive someone crazy. It's really the same thing.
北京的朋友，我不知道大家平时通过那个东三环有没有注意到那个烟沙呀？
No,
那个旁边有一个、
no.
一个那个有一个、
oh, 烟沙那个商店，
在那个旁边有个 building、
okay.
然后就是有一个车就撞在那个上面、
no.
架在那个上面
no,
我每一次经过那个地方看到那个车的时候，我都想到这个短语叫 drive someone
up the wall. There you go.
对对对。
They got driven. They literally got driven up the wall.
像动画片一样，就嵌在那个。
That's right.
那个上的很好玩。好，这个短语的意思呢是 to make someone go crazy.
Okay.
就撞到墙上去了，可见已经多么的疯狂了，
yeah.
抓狂了，撞墙了，
mm-hmm.
一个意思哈。好，刚才说跟你在同样一个小格子间工作的啊，这个同事呢叫做cube mate.
That's right, a cube mate. Just like we have classmate, we also have a cube mate.
Cube mate. 啊，说快了有点像 cubit。
Yeah, that cubit.
A cube mate.
Yeah, a cube mate is just someone who sits in the same office cubicle as you.
Oh,
that's a cube mate.
我们跟 cube mate 之间通常都是 MSN.
There you go, that's a cube mate.
都不用站起来说话。
Yeah. There you go.
MSN 或者是直接敲墙就好了，说、
yeah.
哎，隔壁的、
yeah.
啊，跟你借点东西。
你还在吗？
对对对，这样叫 cube mate, is someone who sits on in the same office cubicle、
that's、
跟你在、
right.
一块的。好，那我们来看看下一个叫做
smack.Smack on gum. If you smack on gum, do you know what gum is?
Gum 就是口香糖。
That's right.
G-U-M. 那个黏黏糊糊的东西。
That's right.
小时候的大大泡泡糖，后来的黄健绿健口香糖。
That's right.
再到现在的各种各样类型的口香糖，都叫做 gum.
Yeah. Now, if you smack on gum, it means you...Chew on the gum very loudly, usually with your mouth open. Okay, well, I 模仿一下啊。
哎呀 ，Okay， 哎呀，可以了。
Yeah, 很烦人。Isn't it driving you up the wall?
平时我们说嚼口香糖叫 chew gum loudly.
Yeah.
因为只是嚼一下而已。
Yeah.
但是如果有人像刚才他那个声音一样 smack on gum、
yeah.
就实在是嚼得特别猛烈
you're right.
非常大肆的在嚼你的糖
You're right, and it's actually 不礼貌 You know, especially if you're in a cubicle And you're sitting very close to someone else And you're sitting there smacking away on your gum
对啊，然后就证明他确实非常的不讲礼貌
yeah.
给大家造成这样的声音像我们尤其是像我们这个 office 我们对声音都特别敏感
That's right.
你旁边要是发出一个什么样的声音、
That's、
所有人都会说、
right.
啊，你停止
You're right.
Please stop that noise
You're right, it's not good.
对，都会这样的啊。好，然后呢，下面一个短语叫做，哎 ，I can't live with something.
Yeah.
那它的反义词呢是 I cannot live with something.
Thank you.
哎，就是说我可以忍受什么事情。
That's right. Yeah, I can live with it. Now, I can live with you chewing your gum really loudly. I can accept it, right?
对对对
Just like you said, 可以忍受。
哎，可以忍受你上班的时候嚼口香糖，
yeah.
但是我们不能忍受你上班的时候嚼那么大声的口香糖。
Yeah, I can't live with this, right?
说实话，这有点 disgusting.
You're right.
对对
You're right. You're right.
真是这样的。So, you can 就是你能够忍受 I can bear something 就等于 I can live with something 或者是 I cannot live with something
That's right
这些短语我们讲的时候呢非常详细那大家呢应该是把它记下来然后呢一会儿节目完了以后啊发到我们 BBS 的论坛上有一个答案参考大集合是各位朋友啊在分享您的听力感受的地方
OK
都要仔细了哈好 lose one's nerve、
嗯、
失掉某人的脾气吗、
差不多 nerve is more like
patience、
yeah, like your patience.
Lose one's patience, lose、yeah. one's nerve.
Yeah, if you lose your nerve, it usually means you're becoming irritated or annoyed by something, right?
Nerve 的原意是神经。
That's right.
神经呢本来是平常、
yeah.
这是平稳的。
Yeah.
但这个时候 you lose your nerve,、
yeah.
就变得不淡定。
Yeah, so if I sat here and said,Am I annoying? Am I annoying? Am I annoying? Am I annoying? Eventually, you're going to lose your nerve and
I'm going to lash out.
你闭嘴 Right?
You
say something like that. 你放
心、yeah. 我是绝对不会、
okay.
这么喊的我可以、
yeah.
装傻
There you go. There you go. That's called losing your nerve. If you get annoyed or irritated, you lose your nerve.
哎，我这个人有点怪。平时大家觉得一些容忍不了的东西，嗯、我觉得他挺可爱的。
Yeah, really?
对， yeah, 我觉得挺好看的。
我也觉得
挺可爱的。其实， yeah. 好，这个 lose one's nerve 在这里呢，就是 to become irritated or annoyed，、
嗯、
就是要发怒了，要发火了。
Yeah.
好，下面一个叫，哎呦，这个短语好亲，好亲密，叫做 I feel you。
Yeah, I feel you。
我感觉到你，这应该不是这个意思吧？办公室干嘛这么
？Well, it means I 我感觉到你的感情你的感受、
oh, 我感同身受
我能理解我能理解你、
oh, I understand what do you mean
yes exactly
I feel you
yeah for example、
同时在说一个什么事情的时候、
yeah.
你说哎呀完全一样我能够理解你
there you go
我也曾经有过这样的经历
yeah 静静我们经常说这句话知道吗经常说
我明白
yeah
我明白。
我明白说。
可乐怡最喜欢说，你看他说什么，他们说，他都说，嗯，我明白。
Yeah.
我明白。
You're right, you're right.
可乐怡的口头禅很有意思。
Yeah.
好，下面一个呢，最后一个讲叫 team player， 我们讲过了。
That's right.
好，第一段其实短语有点多，还有一个叫 a rule of thumb。
Oh, a rule of thumb.
大拇指的规则。
That's right. A rule of thumb is just a rule that provides guidance to appropriate behavior. It just tells you, you should act like this, especially if you want to.Talk about being 礼貌 or doing the right thing. You say, as a rule of thumb,、
oh.
you shouldn't eat with your mouth open, right?
这是有点类似于像什么行为的准则啊，原则呀、啊。
Yeah.
给你个 guide
原则
that provide you a appropriate behavior.
That's right.
告诉你如何正确的是，因为小的时候我们有一些小学生守则，
yeah.
中学生有中学生守则。
Yeah.
Rule of thumb.
That's right.
啊，这个短语哦，是这样。最后一个叫 a difficult person，、
mm.
这个人就证明是一个比较另类的。
That's right.
Hard to get along with.
Yeah, a difficult person is just someone who's hard to get along with.
哦，这样子哈。
Yeah.
好，我们来看看第一段的问题啊。刚才讲的全部是第一段要出现的一些俚语，大家发现了没？在生活中特别特别常用啊，不管你出现任何情绪，这些都是可以用到的。
That's right.
好，我们来看第一段的 questions for 打一个 one.
Number one.Why is Xiao Gao upset with Jerry?
哎，我们这两段对话呢，都要和大家无一例外的去探讨一些生活中和工作中出现的矛盾，各种叫这股各色的同事都会遇到哈。第一题是说，为什么小高呢对 Jerry 这名同事呢感到不可忍耐啊？叫 upset with Jerry.
Number two.Why is Xiao Gao upset with Bob?
然后小高呢，对 Bob 也不高兴了。
Yeah.
你
不满意，我不满意，
看你本身就有点问题。
那当然。
好，第三个。
What does Jing Jing suggest Xiao Gao tell to Bob to resolve the problem?
我就建议他，我说你也别着急，你也别生气，你现在就直接跟 Bob 呢一块把这个矛盾解决了。
That's right.
哎，我就问他，我说 What? 那我跟他说了什么呢？我说 What does Jing Jing suggest Xiao Gao to tell Bob to resolve this problem?
That's right.
解决问题叫做 resolve the problem, R E S O L V E the problem.
Yeah.
现在通常好事的人都会说，没关系，你打一顿，打一架就好了。
That's right. 打一架，
就是打一架，
你会告诉我吗？
我这个人不可以这么做，
你打一架。
在通常情况下，我都会说，那你搬起搬起打一架就行了。好，来看第一段的对话啊，我们现在给大家演一遍慢速的。
Yeah, okay.
Let's go with the dialogues.
Oh, Jing Jing, I have been having the worst time at work lately. My coworkers are driving me up the wall.
Well, you came to the right person. 你找对人了。You know, I'm always here to listen when you want to vent your feelings. Vent, V-E-N-T, 表达发泄。
Yeah.
So what's up? What's bothering you and why?
Well, my cube mate, Jerry, snacks on gum all day. It's so distracting and discourteous.
Discourteous, 不礼貌的。
不礼貌。
Have you ever thought about asking him to not chew so loudly? Or how about asking your boss if you can change a cubicle?
Well, I've thought about that, but we're working on the same project together. I don't want to make him upset. Anyways, I can live with this problem, but there's some other things at work that are making me lose my nerve, too.
Yeah? Like what?
Well, my other coworker, Bob, takes all the credit for the work I do. I designed a website last week for our company. Bob only edited 2 pictures, but he told everyone that he did the whole thing. It's so unfair.
Yeah, I feel you. This happened to me a couple of times, too. I suggest you tell Bob that he isn't being a team player. You have a right to tell him how much he'd upset you. But be careful not to lose your temper and start screaming at him. He probably doesn't realize what he did.
You're probably right. Wow, you sure know a lot about this kind of situation. Can you give me some more advice?
I'll tell you what. It's almost lunchtime. Let's go. No, let's go sit down at a restaurant and I'll tell you some rules of thumb for dealing with difficult people at work.
Cool, let's go.
好，一开始呢，他抱怨了两名同事啊，一个呢是 Jerry， 一个呢是 Bob， 两个人呢都有特别怪异的地方所在啊。当然这也是人之常情，因为这两位呢实际上是大家在各自生活当中都能够遇到的人啊，
That's right.
这样的人对。所以呢，怎么样跟他们处理矛盾呢？好，我们来看第一段。再迅速的来一遍，
okay.
因为我对话有点长。
Okay. Oh, Jing Jing, I've been having the worst time at work lately. My coworkers are driving me up the wall.
Well, you came to the right person. You know I'm always here to listen when you want to vent your feelings. So what's up? What's bothering you? And why?
Well, my cube mate, Jerry, smacks on his gum all day. It's so distracting and discourteous.
Have you ever thought about asking him to not chew so loudly? Or how about asking your boss if you can change your cubicles?
I've thought about that, but we're working on the same project together. I don't want to make him upset. Anyways, I can live with this problem, but there's some other things at work that are making me lose my nerve, too.
Yeah? Like what?
Well, my other coworker, Bob, takes all the credit for the work I do. I designed a website last week for our company. Bob only edited 2 pictures.But he told everyone that he did the whole thing. It's so unfair.
I feel you. This happened to me a couple of times, too. Oh, I suggest you tell Bob that he's not being a team player. You have a right to tell him how much it upset you. But be careful not to lose your temper and start screaming at him. He probably doesn't realize what he did.
Yeah, you're probably right. Wow, you sure know a lot about this kind of situation. Can you give me some more advice?
好啊，那就去餐馆坐下来谈吧。
那好吧，我们去吧。
那就走吧。Go, let's go. 其实从这一段当中，我们可以看得出来，外国人解决问题的方式是怎样。他们通常会不会把这些烦恼埋在心里，而是选择 like 像 Friends 当中一样，
yeah.
自己有什么不舒服的地方，总会在转头
yeah,
另外一天、
right.
去告诉对方说啊、
right.
其实事情是这样的，
yeah,
因为大家把。的冰释前嫌以后，心里内心就会很解脱，很舒服，
That's right.
而不是说长期积怨埋藏在心里，有一天突然爆发出来啊，把人给什么戳两刀啊，这样就不大好。
You're right. You're right.
哎，这负面情绪要适当的进行抒发。好，我们来看这个第一段的问题哈。
Okay.
小高首先对 Jerry 感到不开心，
yeah.
是因为呢 ，Why is 小高 so upset with Jerry?
Well, Jerry.
Oh,
all day long.
对了
He smacks on his gum all day. It is so distracting.
对了，是因为他呢整天就在那个地方 smack on his gum all day.
Yeah.
我们说这个 smack 啊，跟那个 chew 是完全不一样的。
That's right.
Chew 呢还有点自己的隐私在。
That's right.
这个 smack 完全不够他人的反应。
That's right. Smack is a very loud noise, like quack 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 quack.
有点像拍掌的那个声音。
Yeah.
特别大声。
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah. 好，其实以前我们都不嚼口香糖的，就是看到你们美国人嚼口香糖，我们才开始嚼。
Yeah.
现在各种各样的地方都嚼口香糖。
You're right. Bad Jerry, bad Jerry.
Bad Jerry 哈、
okay. ，
好，那这个其实对于 Jerry 这个问题呢，那小高只有直接去跟他讲了。
Right.
面对这种问题，你说你怎么处理 ？You have to tell him directly.
Yeah, they get it. Well, I can deal with this. I can live with this.
你就戴个耳塞，
yeah,
如果他实在改不了，
yeah. 我能忍受，我能忍受。毕竟
好吧，这个还可以。
Yeah.
但是另外一个涉及到另一方面，他就不能忍受了。What's going on with Bob?
That's right.
Bob takes all the credit for 小高's work. 两个人一块合作在做一个 project. Bob 把表扬全包了。
That's right.
把这个好，把这个老板的表扬全搂在他那个怀里了。
You guys are
小高特别气愤，小高说、
yeah.
我做了一个网页，完了他只弄了两张照片，他把这个活全自己揽下了，好处全自己揽上了。
对，太不像话，
太不像话了。他来邀功请赏哈、啊、
yeah.
他没搞清楚谁做的、
right. yeah.
他就来邀功请赏、
yeah.
他说能轮到你、
yeah. Yeah.
小高这里
是气的、so、that's right bad Bob OK
就是 bad Bob 恨不得打一架、啊、
so I'm like、oh. I'm like Ding Ding what do I do、
对所以这个时候我就告诉他我说实际上呢像那种情况你应该坦率的去跟 Bob 说你不舒服、
yeah.
而且可能他自己也并没有意识到这个问题、
right.
所以你一定要克制住自己的情绪千万不要 lose your temper、
yeah.
千万不要 start screaming at him、
yeah.
因为这个时候 Bob 可能他是没有恶意的因为他可能真的是不知道
yeah you're right you're right
对吧
他真的可能就不知道
可能他没有意识到这个
you're right
但是你跟他说像他这样的一种把通情达理的人士他可能马上就意识到了、
yeah.这个我能理解
对所以、
yeah, I feel you alright、我表扬一下 Say
OK
Say、came out with all three answers for、
wow.
number three I want to read number three he says、
right.
Jing Jing suggests to him that Bob is not a team player that Xiao Gao tell him how upset he is and not to lose his temper Say 你是100%完全正确
150%因为他比我们这个标准答案还要
正确
那我们的标准答案给
就
是 Tell him he's not being a team player、
yeah.
然后第二题答案呢是 Because he takes all the credit for Xiao Gao's work、
yeah.
这个短语特别好叫 take all the credit C-R-E-D-I-T
That's right
表扬赞扬
That's right
全包了邀功请赏、
啊、
做的最少但是表扬最多、
哦、
就不公平对吧、哦、显然是违背公平原则
That's right I did all that